Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. This is Heather O'Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, your host. Very excited. It is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so that means we are doing our Meet the Author segment, sponsored by getpublishedtoday.info. It is your resource for helping you as a writer reach your goals of being that published author. They help you with market planning, consistency in your message, defining your message, overcoming limiting beliefs, and a clear marketing strategy to get your book out there on the web for print on demand or ebook. An excellent resource for any writer. Again, that is www.getpublishedtoday.info. Welcome to the show. We've got some really amazing authors. We have Nancy Siegel, a best-selling creative author, writer, who public speaker, and she is traveling, so she's going to be calling us from across the United States, as well as Judy Wright, who is also calling us from Montana, amazing woman that I had the pleasure of meeting at a training in Las Vegas. She does some amazing things, and her persona is anti-artichoke. So I'm very grateful to have both these wonderful people on the show today. Before we get started, there are some, other sponsors and events going on in the Columbus, Ohio area and out on the web that I wanted to briefly mention. The first is this Saturday, the 29th, at El Yoga Studio. They are doing a unique fundraising opportunity for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And you can go to El Yoga, their website, and register for a class. If you've never taken yoga, or you were thinking about taking yoga, or you're curious about yoga and you just want to donate to Make-A-Wish, this is your opportunity to, you know, pick any dollar amount and take a few classes. So, definitely check them out. They're located in Gahanna. So it will be a great opportunity for anyone to get healthy and help a great cause. So that is, again, this Saturday at El Yoga in Gahanna. We also have some shout-outs to give from where I was last week. For those of you who don't know, I was in Charleston, South Carolina at the Global Women's Summit doing a panel discussion on how women are different and how women are alike and how we can learn to celebrate more effectively our differences. And met some amazing people. Tia Brewer and Trina Johnson coordinated the event. Erica Smith, Tammy of Swiss Just, and had some amazing interactions during my journey out there. Not to mention the weather in Charleston is beautiful. So wanted to share my appreciation and gratitude for being a part of that experience. Trina is putting on many other events coming up in Savannah and in Columbia, South Carolina, as well as some international events happening. You can go to her fan page at Global Women's Summit Tour on Facebook. We have a new change of the fan page. So you can get all the details about all the events. Another sponsor of today's show is Talk Fusion, which you can go to profitguru.info for more information on that amazing video sharing platform. It incorporates video email, video newsletters. You can create video autoresponders to reach your market and share your message. There's an amazing live video broadcasting, which we'll be integrating into our radio show once we get the studio set up here. And you can share your message internationally. It's already translated into over 10 languages, and it's just a great opportunity to connect with those around you and go from there. So again, go to profitguru.info for more details on how to get the TalkFusion video sharing platform under your tool belt. So thanks to all our sponsors. We also have a shout out for Peace House. I am actually I'm broadcasting live from Peace House in Clintonville. It is an interfaith, non-denominational space. We have a community room, a massage table room, and an office that's great for consulting, hypnotherapy, all kinds of things. So if you're looking, you can go to peacehousecolumbus.org for more information. Our last sponsor is a new project that I've come across, so it's going to be one of my prosperity tips to you guys today. It is called Likes Local. A lot of business owners or individuals are starting to recognize the impact and power that social media and branding has on their success and longevity in their industries. And the newest influx of marketing techniques is centering around video. And so I started Abundance Video Marketing at the beginning of the year and have had great success and fun with that. And I'm just grateful that I can be on the next edge of what's coming out. So the next edge to get your business to the top and stay in business is making sure you have a mobile website that is friendly with smartphones. 91% of the public is using their smartphones to do research about a business or a topic prior to going to their desktop. It just makes sense, folks. So Likes Local, you can go to www.getlocalconsumers.com and find out more about Likes Local and then connect with them at 614-383-8073 or through our Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page. So I think that's enough commercials in the moment. I'm going to go to our studio and see if we've got our first caller on the line and get started on the show after this quick 30-second break.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back. This is Heather Okapi, a Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We have our Meet the Author segment today, and I believe we have one of our authors available in the studio. Nancy, is that you?
That is me. Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
I haven't had
a chance. Oh, go ahead.
It's an honor to be invited. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, let me give the guests a brief introduction about you, and they can, again, connect with your website, your blog, and all of that on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio's fan page on Facebook, and also see your quick bio. But, you know, I'm excited that, to reconnect with Nancy. She and I got a chance to talk last night. And, you know, I think it's kind of amazing that I met you over the phone about 5 years ago, and here we are able to reconnect and share our gifts in a unique way out there on Blog Talk Radio. So thanks again for being a part of it.
You're welcome. I believe in synchronicity, and I believe that people come into our lives at particular points, and then when you reconnect, the things start to constellate and fall into line. So this feels very much in alignment.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate Nancy at the last minute. I thought our guest had canceled, and I always have two spots available for authors on our fourth Wednesday of the month. So, you know, it's a great way to plant the seed for upcoming books or events and to get motivation, and it absolutely is the fastest way to sell your book. Ken Sewell is a friend of mine from my Get Published Day meetup group, is a New York Times bestselling author. He's got a screenplay movie that's coming out starring Ed Harris this summer. And, you know, he said that every time he does a radio show, he sells a ton of books. So for those writers or aspiring authors out there, this is the way to promote yourself using a combination of radio and the web and ebook. So, Nancy, your bio, you know, I love when you say on this that you are the embodiment of female consciousness, because I think a lot of women don't take the time to embrace their divine feminine, and you're shouting it, and I love that. So why don't you tell the audience more about you and you know, where that embodiment is stemming from? How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, first of all, Heather, thank you. You validated something for me that is, you know, that just comes, I just tell it like it is, and I could not have tried to rewrite that bio over and over on that line. Just that's the way it begins. I'm unique, and I can't do anything other than be myself, and I am a carrier of female consciousness, and I heard you say the divine feminine, and I also believe very much in the divine feminine and masculine in every woman. And I feel that whenever I hear feminine, it somehow negates our masculine side, which is so, both have been so crippled by patriarchy, and, you know, we all know that that's why I call it female consciousness. I've given it, there's a glossary that's building in my book and in Poetics, but I had to give it, there's no name in any language in the world for female consciousness, because there is no female consciousness. We've allowed it to be suppressed for over 30,000 years. So I call it femality.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy word, and it's not, I wrote a beautiful poem called Who Am I, and in it I talk about isms. It's not an ism. It's not a, something that's prescribed. It's like reality. It's femality, and that's who we are. And I teach women how to get back into their, if you will, you know, their uterine minds and psyches, instead of staying up in their head, which is where all the negative messages and all the brainwashing has happened from the moment we were delivered into some operating room with fluorescent lights in our little eyes.
Right.
So basically that is who I am. That is the gift that I bring. And I've been in the underground forest, as Clarissa Pinkola Estes would say, Tierra Subterranea. She's the author of Women Who Run with the Wolves, and been in that for 20 years while I have been on this long journey, but have made such a study along with the gifts of consciousness that were ready to be unpacked, actually, that now I'm out there launching and beginning to teach everything that I know via what women begged me to teach them how to do, which is get in touch with their authentic selves, the person they came into this world with, and the girl they left behind by age 9. We all have to. It's not safe to stay there. We all know this. And what I created is called Phoetics, because they wanted to know how I wrote my memoir, my childhood memoir, and I used my childhood photos to reconnect back to the truths and the myths, myths being female myths, the archetypes, all the golden truths that are going on in your life, who you are, your identity, it's all preserved in your childhood photographs. And actually, I had a radio show until very recently. It began to monopolize my time to the extent that I had to, you know, launch these workshops and do the private sessions. But it was called Fun with Phoetics, and I had many of the local women that are entrepreneurs that you might know were my guests.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, how do you do a radio show about something that's visual, right? Because they bring their photographs on, and we would do a phoetic session on the air. And
right.
One of them, yeah. Yeah, One of them, her name is Carrie Saba. She's a very fine and extraordinary wellness coach in the Columbus area.
Yep.
She kind of christened the name, if you were, to me. She kept calling it all these aha moments that women never see. You can stare at that same picture, even in your mind, because and never see what's in there. And it's a message, and it's a blessing that calls us to it, because I know that we are mothered and parented by our childhood photos. No diggity, no doubt. And
right.
So Carrie, yeah, it was quite amazing. I don't mean to keep talking, but go if you have any questions, go ahead.
No. I mean, that's the whole point, is to give you airtime to talk about your vision, your journey, your mission, your purpose. And, you know, I think it's wonderful. I've got Judy Helm-Wright, anti-artichoke, coming in a few moments. And she is also a very spiritual and gifted human being that I have the benefit to meet. So, again, the synchronicities that I love is, you know, we're going to bring you all both on together and you know, give Judy some highlight time, but maybe have a really cool discussion and see how that evolves. Because, you know, my mission in doing Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is to empower people to monetize their passion, discover what it is, and create a business around it so we can all be entrepreneurs for the purpose of dispelling fear, that there's fear that I'm not going to have a paycheck, or fear that I'm going to get laid off, or fear that I can't feed my family. And if we can empower someone to, you know, take what they love to do and turn it into something that generates an income and a living for themselves, then, you know, it's kind of like, do you teach them to fish or do you give them fish? So that's why I did this. And then I have a passion, because I am a writer, to help writers get to that next step of having that final book produced and out there on ebook. And I think it's about working together in the synergy, and sharing the divine feminine message is extremely important, because it allows us to help empower other people.
And Heather, what you're expressing is, to anyone who's listening, Heather was just the voice piece of female consciousness. That's exactly what it's all about. It's women are born with the brain connection. Our brains are wired differently, as you know, than men. And we're born with the absolute desire and need to connect. We're just, we have to. And that's, the human race would cease to exist if women weren't made as they are. And your desire and your passion and commitment to connect people to their gifts and to monetize that is totally female consciousness. And it's kind of like, gee, Heather, thank you. You're one, this wonderful fairy godmother. How nice of you to float in. Take a landing and let's talk about this with some fairy dust.
Well, you're very welcome. And no, I'm just kind of sitting in honor of what you just said, because, you know, I give accolades all the time, and I'm just like, oh, I get one. So thank you. Yeah, it is. I think we need to pat each other on the back. And I know that a lot of the holistic coaching that I do is looking at patterns from the past, and that's the way I was conditioned in the past. Well, now I feel like it's much more about helping people live in the moment and let go of limiting beliefs. But I feel there's definite honor in the journey of reconnecting to that little pieces and parts that you do in your work. And I'm so excited when you get back in town to be able to experience that. And, you know, maybe we can do something here at Peace House for a group or a small audience and see what that might look like. Because, you know, there's definitely opportunity there.
I'm thinking, even if you have if you want to devote the airtime to it, we can even do a phoetic session. What I used to do was it was getting more and more difficult for them to put it on online, because it was just, you know, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. But you would choose, or if you had a guest who chose to do photoetics with a particular, say, three or four different photographs or even one, then your audience would be able to view them on the web page as we would talk about and do a session there so they could see the there are hidden images. You remember, I tell everybody this. Photoetics is very much based upon the principle of in Highlights magazine, can you find this in the picture? What is hiding in here? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my that was the highlight of my day, you know, back in the day. And that's really the gift that I have is I can't help but see it. So what's hidden in those pictures, in the shadows, in the trees, in your face, in it can be a picture of yourself, and it has to be no later than the age of 10, because after that we leave this place of truth. And the one thing that I agree with, that psychologists agree upon across the board, is that you are never more your most authentic self than at 4 years old. That's when you're totally integrated and you're authentic. And that's why when they say out of the mouth of babes, children speak the truth. Children don't know how to lie unless they're, you know, backed into a corner, but they basically are going to speak the truth and live the truth. And that's what your photographs preserved for you. They're your guides, they're your best friends, and they are the truth tellers. So we would basically do photoetics in terms of looking at the photograph. And actually, you know, if anyone wants to listen to any of these, Lisa Noland, an amazing psychic in the Columbus area, go to Lisa Noland, NOLAND.com. She has three of her sessions uploaded with the photographs, if anyone's curious. Just to Lisa has some amazing epiphanies when we're on, and sometimes she cries and then she laughs, but she is addicted to it. And she's a dear, dear friend. And so anyway, what we would do, Heather, is we could do that online if you were comfortable with it or with somebody who wanted to. And
sure.
Yeah, just so it's there are more and more aha moments. So getting back to your very relevant, germane point of getting past the old modes of thinking, phoetics, as Bo Arnold said in one of her quotes on, that I have up on my blog spot, it busts through those blocks, those mental blocks. And what's funny is what happens is the photograph that you've been avoiding, the one you don't want to do, that's the one that surprises you the most, that doesn't have the negative that you think it does. It really has something very funny sometimes. That happened with Lisa. Listen to the the show where we did, I'm glad I wasn't eaten by a hippo. That's such a funny one. And also, the one that women will typically bring on 3 to 5 photographs, the one that they want right away, and I always make them choose, we do phoetics with our non-dominant hand. Your non-dominant hand, I happen to be a lefty, so for me it's the right. And you'll see some of my self-portrait sketches that are on my blog spot. I haven't uploaded that many yet because I was waiting for phoetics to be the registered trademark, and that just happened like a week ago as a psychic counseling technique. So that's kind of cool to see the USA golden seal for phoetics. But anyway, we do it with our non-dominant hand. So everyone who's ambidextrous, there's one hand, one side of your brain that's always a little bit more dominant than the other. So the one that you don't write with, you don't write words with, you don't sign your name with, consider that your non-dominant hand. That's the one you're going to do the phoetics with when you start to write, and that's the one that I tell have that hand choose the first photo, because the first photo that you think you want is not the one. The hand of truth, the non-dominant hand, is your hand of act, the authentic child truth. That's your 4-year-old authentic self guiding you. And that's where you find these treasures and bust through things that you could not, I don't think you can come up with. I've been in therapy for 20 years. You cannot come up with those things in a therapeutic session. This is like an adjunct to therapy. It's never been done. It's older than old because it's as old as female consciousness, but it's newer than new because it's me. Nobody knows how to do this because it comes from me. So we'd have a lot of fun with if Heather is up for it.
Sure.
And it's an extremely
private. Let's set something up like down. Let's what I think might be cool. That would be really good for my live streaming broadcast, where we had you in the studio and maybe the other person could just be on the call. We could do it through the radio and video at the same time. So we'll definitely coordinate that. Now, we do have a caller, so I'm going to bring them on the line and let's see what they have to say. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name?
This is Thomas Munigo.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I've asked Thomas to call in today. He is doing a workshop in Columbus, Ohio at Pete's House, and I want to give him an opportunity to join in this beautiful spiritual discussion and talk about Gateway to Transformation. So give yourself a commercial real quick, Thomas.
Well, I've been busy gathering energy for the workshop, which I hope is going to be just sort of not like an end point, but a starting point for people to unfold and to really sort of uncover some of the power and ability that they didn't know they had. So just it's the first spark of expansion.
Nice.
So the notebook
and so what can somebody expect from the class? What are they going to expect from the class? I know it's October 12th. At Pete's House, 4443 North High Street here in Clintonville. Mm-hmm. And it's only $25 for the two-hour-plus workshop, which is incredible, with all the energy work that I know you do. What can someone expect from the class? Why should they come?
For one, I'm going to be journeying this week and next all the way up until the class to basically bring in a lot of spirit help. So the room will be filled with compassionate spirits and master teachers and guides of that. So that will sort of spark and hopefully connect them with their own masters that they have and bring in basically more aid, because we have it available to us all the time and we forget to ask for it. I forget to ask for it. It's horrible. We should ask for it all the time. Another thing is to sort of be in a charged space of multidimensional awareness. And I'm going to actually, everybody who comes is going to be gifted with a tool to help create that space when they go home so they can come back to it. And I'm going to teach a few exercises to do while in that space to sort of, they are a lot of energy techniques to move and, you know, to get flow going. But when you put it together with the special tool that I'm offering, it really creates an exponential, you know, field. So that really, like, supercharges whatever your meditative practice is.
Well, I know you haven't had a lot of opportunity to listen to what Nancy's saying. So, Nancy, if from what he's describing, What is your thought and feedback on that experience and how it kind of dovetails onto the work that you do? And then we're going to bring Judy on the line.
Well, I think, what did you say, Thomas is your name?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I don't have the best connection when I hear your voice. It's not as clear as Heather's. But I think what Thomas is offering to people who are needing more tools and more resources, and he said that he has something special in a way that I thought was nice that people can take away with him. So it's something they can practice and utilize to stay centered in that, true spirit, and for whatever healing and enlightenment they are seeking at that particular time in their life. And how did you want me to know how it to relate it to juxtapose it to poetics?
Whatever you said was perfect. I just, you know, I wanted to kind of get your feedback on what Thomas, because we're kind of having a combination of masculine and feminine, and Thomas is very divine, compassion energy, which is why I'm so grateful to have him coming in to do this workshop on the 12th and so forth. And I think kind of dovetails on the divine feminine that we're bringing in.
I agree. I think the very first thing he said was the most revealing of all, which was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Thomas, because I don't like to paraphrase what somebody said, but he did say he was gathering beautiful energy. And that really spoke to me, because whenever, you know, I'm a woman's woman. Women are my peeps. and men can do poetics too, but when women gather, and I'm sure Heather will attest to this, you're just coming off the heels of a women's conference, aren't you, Heather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
So when women gather, something eternal and magical happens in that space. And I'm sure it happens, you know, whenever it's called a homoerotic environment. Whenever men gather, it's homoerotic. When women gather, you're gathering energy, and it all combines for the betterment of everyone, for the individual. It's so empowering. And I think what really happens is it goes back to storytelling and the healing medicine, that everyone gets connected and feels a part of something, and is validate their experience. We're validating and reflecting each other's experiences. So that's what happens in phoetics, whether it's a private session, one-on-one, which is very intense and concentrated, or what Thomas and I do in a workshop where you never forget it. It's something that stays in there like a good story. You know, you just
let me bring Judy on the line. Judy, are you with us?
I am. I appreciate you listening to me, and I'm actually traveling also, and I'm on my cell phone, so I don't know how you can hear me. Can you hear me okay?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, let's introduce Judy. Judy Wright, Anti-Artichoke. I've posted her website, which is Judy H. Wright, WRIGHT.com. on the chat room, and I love the tagline, a wise woman with a global message. And she is such a great woman, definitely has the ebook thing down, the working foot team, helping families, and, you know, again, a great person to have on here. So, Judy, before we kind of segue into, you know, more about you specifically, just to kind of wrap up the three callers we've got and where Thomas is saying and what Nancy's brought in, give me kind of like a wrap-in feel about what you've heard so far and how that kind of dovetails into your wise woman message and so forth. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I have to tell you how serendipitous this is, because the reason we have traveled from Montana to Washington is to care for our oldest grandson, who had surgery yesterday. And so we have this opportunity to nurture and nurse him, because his parents are not here. He's 19 years old. But as I'm standing in the family room and walking around with the cell phone, I'm seeing all of these family portraits, and just so many of them, of he and his sister in different stages of growth. And now he is 19 and exactly the kind of man we had always hoped he would be. And his sister is 17 and exactly who we had always hoped that she would be. And I see all of the big family portraits with the grandparents and the aunties and the uncles and the extended family who have helped them to come into their own. And so I just was really struck by looking at all of the different photos and seeing not only the joy in their faces at different ages, but the joy in the faces of those who love them and who were looking at them with such love and such support and such advocacy that I just thought, as a parent educator, how grateful I am that they have this support. And, of course, it's my belief that they not only have the support from this physical family who care about them, but from also a non-physical family who care about them and guide them and help them and assist them. So it's been fun to hear from both of the other speakers and to recognize that is true, and I happen to be standing looking at some of those photos and talking to the very embodiment of kids who have had that kind of support from this side of the veil and from the other side of the veil.
Well, and I appreciate that observation. And you know, so I know Thomas is in the middle of a bunch of other things, but you can register for his October 12th class. Registration is at 6:30 in Columbus, Ohio at the Peace House, www.transform.eevent.com. And, you know, I'm so looking forward to Thomas coming into town. We've got the Universal Light Expo that weekend. So a lot of fun energy is building already and has been building in Columbus, Ohio, amazingly enough. It's a huge metaphysical hub, who knew? But it is the heart of it all, the heart of the grid system, and for me, the heart of infinite love and divine love. So, again, my journey is to create platforms for people to share their message and locations for them to do it. So, Thomas, is there anything you want to add or say?
Oh, you put me on the spot again. About the event, about the speakers, I was thinking, I only caught the tail end about the photos, and I was thinking, my goodness, as a last born of three children, and I don't know if this is the chill, the true, I was just thinking, are there photos of me? I was young, but it sounds that process sounds fascinating, and I can see how that truth. Just thinking back, I'm one of the lucky people who remembers very early on, from like ages 2.5 on, of events, and for me, and I don't know if this is true of the other people you work with, but when I seem lost, I can reach back to that energy that I, you know, was me and held, and create a wonderful touchstone to like recenter. And I think that's wonderful that you can do that for other people.
If you have that ability, that is really very, very rare. It tells me that you have some very beautiful spiritual support from the time you were 2.5 to remember that and to have it as your spiritual touchstone and you know, healing place, and that's and for inspiration, that is just amazing. How wonderful for you. There's probably more in there that you can go to as resources using Poetics should you ever want to, but at least you understand and appreciate the divine messages that are in our childhood photos. They are really, I'd love to see some of yours one day.
Well, he'll be in Columbus on the 12th, so hopefully, Nancy, you can come to the class and experience Thomas's light. He has an amazing YouTube channel that I've been sharing and posting and reliving some of his blessings, and so definitely Google him.
I can do that because it's funny, my workshop, which is October 6th, was originally going to be on the 12th, and because of, circumstances, I chose the 6th, so that frees me up to go to Thomas's, so I will see you there.
Great.
Nice. And I know we need to do a quick shout-out about your event, and thank you, Thomas, for tapping in today, and we'll connect later on today and get some more word out about, the class and the event. And the beautiful people here in Columbus are ready for you. So that would be great.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Have a good day, hon.
Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, Nancy, tell us about your class on October 6th. I almost forgot to mention it.
That's okay. Everything in its own good time. It is quite an event. I have to keep this limited because I like to give women their due, and we only have 2 hours. So it's going to be the first hour, it's for Phoetics, and women are arriving with their childhood photos. The first hour is going to be an overview of femality, really teaching women about who they really are, who you really are, as what it means to be female. And I'm going to tell them the story of how I, at 41, stumbled into a female therapist's office for the first time. I decided I was ready to talk to a woman. And she asked me to, I was so repressed that I couldn't remember the first 10 years of my life. And she asked me to bring in some childhood photos. So I tell about that story and how that led to opening up all the doors to who I really am. And I started to write my childhood memoir, which is called Nancy's Truth. And I believe that for every woman, it is her birthright, R-I-G-H-T, and R-I-T-E, to know her truths, because I should say to know them consciously, because the little girl in you, the 9-year-old girl you left behind, knows all of them. She's the keeper in your photos of your truths and beliefs and gifts and beauty, and she's the one who's perfectly balanced. You know, what I'll also teach in the first hour is how when you're 7 years old, your masculine energies start to rise. And then when you're 8, your feminine ones begin to rise. And picture it like a DNA double helix. Okay, you have that image in your mind of how it swirls, which, P.S., was discovered by a woman, and it's a very well-known fact that Watson and Crick stole the credit. What else is new? And it starts to spin like a centrifugal force. So by 9, you are so perfectly balanced and powerful. That's the age of power for a female. That's why the culture that's anti-female tries to pull you away and does a damn good job of it. And that's who we leave behind. But that little girl never goes away because she's our genius. She's the keeper of our genius. I mean, when you talk, Heather, when you talk about that you are, it's for you to create platforms. Do you have a childhood nickname at all?
My last name is Tapia, and my first name is Heather. So I was called Heather Feather and Pudding, Tapioca Pudding.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, which one did you like? Which one did the little girl like?
None of them.
So what did the little girl that you were preferred to be called what?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Heather. I mean, it was always little. I always had some sort of adjective that I can recall. Little Heather or something like that. And I always felt like I was being put down with these little nicknames.
Right.
Or called out. I know they were endearing, but I felt like I was being highlighted and it was uncomfortable at the time.
Right.
Not now, but at the time.
Well, at the time is what's important to me, because she is authenticity. And so Heather knows your truth, and she knows she's the one who creates the platform. She's the one who answered the telephone today. She's the one who has all the dreams and knows your calling. She's the keeper of your calling. Well, for many, many, many women, we know what our calling is, but we conform to whatever the pressures are of not just our own culture and not just world culture, but culture from the beginning when we didn't keep it, as I say, keep it real, keep it female. And they're starved. I think that's the spiritual anorexia for us to get back to who we really are. And it's so deep, and we've left her so long ago that we don't even know where to begin. Well, you know what? Ground zero are your childhood photographs. And also what I teach in the beginning, you know, like, P.S., the condition that your childhood photos are in reveal your relationship to your authentic self and to the little girl, the girl you left behind, to that power source. So if you can't find them, what does that say? You respond, Heather, or Annie.
Right.
Is that your name? Mm-hmm. Either one of you.
Judy.
Well, yes. Well, I think that it says a lot that our grandchildren are very celebrated because their photographs are all over the walls.
Yes.
And
Judy, do you know where yours are?
Yeah, and mine are celebrated too. Yeah, they are on the walls, and they are included. You know, they are very accessible. Uh huh.
And they're on the wall. That means that's part and parcel of why you're able to celebrate your grandchildren's to the extent that you do, because until a woman can, and this is basic psychology, until you can come back to your authentic self and inner child, I call it our inner daughter, until you can embrace her and feel empathy for her, you know, you literally can't feel it for another child to the extent that you need to. That's the empathy connection is to your inner daughter. And it sounds like Judy has that in such a powerful way. How wonderful for all the children lives that she touches, because we have grandchildren that are not our blood relatives, nieces that are not our blood relatives. It's just anyone that is, if you're a teacher, if you're anything that you do in life, you interact with another child, that's a spiritual connection, which often, as you both know, is...
Actually, that's one of the things that I'm here to talk about today, is my new series of books, which are called Raising Smart and Kind Kids. And this series of books is exactly about that, about using that envelope of time when they are about four, and certainly before the age of eight or nine, to teach them empathy and to teach them compassion and to teach them diversity and to teach them these skills that are going to be absolutely necessary in this coming age. And one of the things that I have found as a parent educator for many, many years is that if children are not taught, and if they don't assume them, if they don't absorb the skills for empathy, as they get older, it takes adult intervention to remind them, hey, that's not how you treat other people. Hey, that's not the way. Mm-hmm.
Judy, would you say that the most effective way is to lead by example?
Of course. Yeah, of course you do. And they also, you lead by example, you show them, and you don't, a lot of times in my parenting classes, people will say, well, my child is unkind to the cat. And I say, then she has no comprehension of what kind is, unless you say, this is the way we kindly hold the cat. This is when we rub the cat fur this way, that's kind. That's soft. That's gentle. That's what the cat likes. Holding the cat the other way is unkind. So they really have no way of knowing unless you model it, unless you talk about it, unless you communicate it, unless you verbalize it, and your body language shows those things.
Mm-hmm.
So this new trilogy of books is probably, I've written about 25 books now, and as Heather mentioned, I think we have 14 up on Kindle now. but this new trilogy of books is probably the most important that I've done, and I've written them in a way that they are going to be translated, and it's very serendipitous the way the different translators have come to me and have said, I hear you're writing these books, you know, may I translate them in Chinese? I know somebody who will do them in Portuguese. I know somebody who will do them in French. And so I'm very, very fortunate. And they're written in very basic language for parents all over the world. And they're called Raising Smart and Kind Kids, but they're birth to three, they're preschool, or they're toddlers, and then there's another one on preschool, on games and experiences and methods of teaching your children how to be kind and how to be human and how to be open and effective and to work with a diverse population. Just this, I need to get a drink.
Heather, I was just going to ask Judy, we'll ask her when she comes back, but I'll ask you, what is your definition of empathy?
Empathy? Well, being empathic, it's for me, my experiences that I had to put a label on is understanding that when I get hit by a wave of emotion, being an intuitive that, and I was in a class with a lot of people, that I was feeling what other people were feeling before they were feeling it. I would start to cry before they had even got to that level of awareness within themselves. So to me, that's empathy. Being completely in tune with the energetic forces and nature and the moon and all of that, but being aware of it, I think is empathy.
I think that you're very, very, very blessed to have that level of empathy. And I think that most people, what we will hope for them is that they can at least see thing that's happening through the other person's eyes. They can understand, they can feel what the other person must be feeling. And so they temper what they do so as not to hurt or not to offend or not to trample on someone else.
Or even, don't you think, Judy, or even to judge? Because, I mean, the people who present us with the most difficult situations, you know, you have to, the hardest thing in the world is to pull back and say, before I call this person a you-know-what, I have got to empathize. Now, where am I at? You know,
go ahead. I think that I was just going to say, it reminds me of a friend of mine started this trick or concept or idea called the blessed asshole. So that if I'm driving, which I just drove from Charleston for the Global Women's Summit for 11 hours, and you can have a lot of stress and dealing with people going slow or people going up your butt trying to get over. And, you know, I'm like, that's just a blessed asshole. So I can laugh it off instead of holding on to it. And I can send them empathy and compassion and love, but I get the satisfaction of still calling them an asshole so I can laugh about it and then let it go faster. At least for me, it's been very healing.
are you saying that this person created this concept, or do they wrote a book on it?
No. A friend of mine just came up with it. Because we do drive-by blessings.
I think it's brilliant. And please encourage your friend to put it in print and to enlarge upon it, because they're really on to something. That's going to stay in my mind. What about you, Judy? Do you agree?
Well, my husband calls them dingbats.
I'm
dingbats, but that's what he calls. I'm going to have to go just because it's time for medication here, and I'm trying to do charades, waving in my husband and doing all of these things, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here to take part in this. I hope you will ask me again, and hopefully I will, you know, be asked again, and I will be in a place where I can concentrate and be quiet and really pay attention to everything that's going on.
Well, thank you, Judy. I know you're not feeling good, and absolutely, you're invited back. We'll talk about that, and I put the links out, and feel free to put some more information about yourself on the fan page for the radio show. And you just focus on being well and enjoying your grandson, and we'll connect in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you so much. It was lovely to be here. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this is Heather O'Tappy, a Prosperity Advisor. We haven't taken a break, and that's totally fine. I'm loving the co-synergy that's been happening. But I do want to spend some time on Judy, just reading a little bit from her website and sharing a little bit about what she does, because she is such an amazing woman, and we didn't really get to that background. Again, I met her in Las Vegas for the Global Women's Summit. She lives in Montana, and she does, she works with the Native American tribes out there, as well as sponsors a child in his school in Africa, and is real big on empowering families and you know, really is that anti-artichoke. And she's been, you know, inspired by many people. You know, she has eight little statements on her website here that she hopes that everyone gets a chance to have these desires come into their lives. Number one, to be happy. Number two, to have friends. Number three, to be healthy. Number four, to have peace of mind. Number five, to have good relationships. Number seven, to be secure. And number eight, to have hope in the future. And, you know, if we support each other's journey, which she does and is part of her mission and vision, then we can co-create that within ourselves. And that's really what the love and business model is about for me, is the awareness that there is no competition, that there is no limiting beliefs, that we can let go of fear and achieve and co-create the realities that we want by co-creating with others. And I think there's so much power in that. And, you know, that's part of, you know, my journey with Entrepreneurial Excellence and other things. And International Women's Day is March 8th. So we're getting a big push for that for Columbus. So hopefully, Nancy, you'll want to participate and co-create that with me. We're going to have a lot of fun and, you know, just help
we
other
will.
People. So thanks.
We
you can
will.
Go to judyhbright.com and connect with her. And we've got about 3 minutes, but we can go over. It really doesn't matter. So, you know, Nancy, let's wrap up with everything you've been sharing, and definitely, you know, tell us about your class, where it is, how people can register, and go from there.
Well, you can register at go to my website, which is phoetics.co, C-O-P-H-O-E-T-I-C-S, or you can go to my blog spot, which is easy to find, nancystruth.com. There is the first page has a flyer with all the information to the workshop, and it's at the beautiful Key Empowerment Center right there on the I guess it's 933 High Street in Worthington. A very spiritual place, as you know. You walk in there, and the love and the beauty, and it's a wonderful spot for it. It's filling up, and I've limited it to either, I don't know, it's about no more than 12. So, no, 15. But it is filling up, so, and there's going to be some amazing women there. So the energy in that room is, I wish that I could bottle it, because I know it's going to be astounding. So please, you know, go ahead, and if you're in the area, it would be the best gift you could ever give to yourself as a woman. If you really are struggling with who the hell am I, you know, what, how did I lose my way, or if you have daughters, and you want to develop the empathy with your daughters and understand them better, daughters of any ages, granddaughters, nieces. I know that it helps women, and it just reverberates out in those concentric circles in your life. So, you know, go, by all means, you can email me, and I can answer a lot of questions, because women are just, when they find out about this, it's like, wow, you know, I've been looking for this all my life. I think it is Clarissa Estes who says, when a woman can't find the culture she's been looking for, she often creates it. And then other women show up saying, this is what I've been looking for. So that's that's really the bottom line of what Phoetics is and who I am. I also wanted to say, Heather, in listening to you just this last moment, and I think, did you use the expression something like loving business, or I couldn't hear, what did you say?
Love in business is the philosophy of gratitude that I teach, love in business.
Love in business, that is so beautiful, and just listening to everything you said about that, you're very eloquent, and we need to put our two heads together and start co-creating, birthing, as it were, midwifing, even more from your with your entrepreneurial spirit and your love for women and empowering them, making this a better world. So
Well, and absolutely, some of the projects that I've got in the works, we're going to start a foundation or nonprofit called Purpose for Women International. Right now I've got Peace House Columbus, which was started by Leslie Delagante as an interfaith space mission for people to of any and all denominations, and set the intention that when you walk in this door, you will be respected and in a place of non-judgment so you can be yourself. That is the purpose. That is the events that I create, the energy that I intend when I gather people. It's always for a place of non-judgment. Because when we can learn to sit in a space of non-judgment, we can take that energy out with us into the world and learn to have less self-judgment, because all judgment is self-judgment, even if projected upon another person, and especially so.
I have found in my life, because I've been, once you begin to practice that, and I've been on that journey for the last 20 years, my goodness, everything changes, the way people respond to you, the way things start to flow. I think when you stop judging, you, what was it that was coming into my mind as I was saying this, and you stop fighting who you are, you stop judging others, and you get out of the rigidity, the rigid patterns, and that's where everything flows. So, amen and a woman to that, sister.
here. And so, you know, we're going to be calling on volunteers and committee members to support International Women's Day, March 8th in Columbus, Ohio. It's part of a national initiative that I've started as a call to action for women to gather all over the country on March 8th to celebrate Divine Feminine and women of cultures and businesses, so that we can put that information that you've made the commitment to be hosting an event in your area, even if it's just a gathering of a few people or a dinner or a luncheon celebration, so that we can let the government know to pass this as a nationally recognized holiday. It originated in 1909, and it's still not a national holiday here in the United States, and I want to change that. So that's part of the fun we'll be doing with International Women's Day, March 8th,
well,
after
me.
That. Oh, yeah,
count
that's
in.
What I want. Yeah, so we're going to have a meeting at Peace House either Tuesday or Thursday next week, kind of lay out the foundation, international music and food and awards, celebrating women in business, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity for nonprofits and organizations. So we just want to map that out and get really clear and organized so I can get that information to the right people and to the public so we can have some fun. So, again, definitely, Nancy, we've got a lot of fun we can have. You know, make sure, folks, that you go to her website and register for the class, as well as, you can have individual sessions either in person or online. Go to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Blog Talk. Her website, if you want to go ahead and spell it, I got it right here, it's www.phonetics, T as in Paul, H, O, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, I, C as in Cat, S as in Sam, dot, C as in Cat, O, Co. So, and nancystruth.com, find out her story, because I know that's going to be put into a book fairly soon and out on ebook. So you get a free chance to read it, folks, at her blogspot webpage. Is there any final things you want to share with the audience, or, you know, like to say, Nancy?
You reminded me because it's been a while ago. On my blog spot, there's an excerpt from my book, and if you click on there's you can click on a video of me reading it on YouTube. So, but other than that, you've been just absolutely delightful, Heather. Thank you so much. It's been quite an honor to be on your show, and I look forward to coming back and doing an on-air phoetic session. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's plan that coming forward. That'll be something fun to do. And sounds like either later in October or early November we can set that up. We've got a whole program for any business owner. You know, Entrepreneurial Excellence is highlighting women in business in the community. And I encourage anyone who's got an organization or event, they can call into my show. If I can get you on the air to do a shout-out, not a problem. But I do have a complete multimedia package in place to drive traffic to your events, to your website, to convert to leads and opportunity. That includes a customized video as well as the radio show, live streaming opportunities, and posting on the fan page. We're reaching, let me look and see how many people we're reaching right now just on the Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page. On our Facebook fan page right now, it looks like we can certainly use some more likes out there. But we want people who like what we're doing, don't just like it for the fun of it. So we have an organic approach to attracting our audience. We are reaching almost 66,000 people just through Facebook fan page, Entrepreneurial Excellence. We've got about 10 fan pages and LinkedIn. So the word's definitely getting out there, folks. So let us know how we can support you and how I, Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, can be of service. We're here every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Thanks again, Nancy, for being a guest. We look forward to having you on the show moving forward. And let me know how I can be of service. So have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather. Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And we appreciate you being here. Again, our show is every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. We have Meet the Author, which you just experienced, every fourth Wednesday. So definitely don't hesitate to be a part of that experience. You can find us on Blog Talk, and we look forward to having you on our show at a later date. So thanks so much.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/insight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get your excellence.